master of the sea. Amen. And he spoke and he said, "Peace, be still." And the winds, amen, they ceased to blow. During his lifetime, they said, never a man spake like this man spake. Amen. It was different. Amen. In that song, I think it's the second verse, it's talking about the master of the sea, and it talks about him never failing. And amen, I want us to think about that a little bit this morning as I preach to us on this thought, encouraged by the past. Encouraged by the past. Now, I don't know about you, but from time to time, we all need some encouragement. Amen. And it comes sometimes from the most unlikeliest of places. But amen, this morning we're going to read in the book of Isaiah, amen, chapter number 51. Isaiah chapter number 51. And we're going to begin in verse number 1. "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit which ye were digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arms shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished." Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God. Thank you for these that have come, and ask you now to help us that we might be an able minister of the word of God. Speak to our hearts, and Father, just touch us, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. It was said by one Lord Morley, "If a man is despondent about his work, the best remedy I can prescribe for him is to turn to a good biography. The counsel was for one to go to yesterday to find inspiration for today." Because, I mean, when we look at the lives of people and history, if we'll let it, and most of the time we don't let it, but if we let history, it can teach us some things and show us some things, and we can be encouraged about some things maybe that we're even going through ourselves, because we can see how others have went through similar circumstances. And here in this verse, there's something that he begins and he tells them. He says, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness." Amen. I pray that's us this morning. Amen. That's our desire. That's what we follow after. That we have a desire for righteousness, to do that which is right and godly. That we seek the Lord. I pray that he said, "Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole in the pit whence ye were digged." Amen. That we've been born again by the Spirit of God, and that we're His. And here's what he told them to do. And here's what I want to tell us to do this morning. He said in verse 2, and the first point that I want to make is look where you came from. He told them, he said, look unto Abraham, your father. Use Abraham as an example. He said, look to Abraham. Many times we get discouraged because we think that we should be farther down the road in a certain work or thing that we're trying to do or accomplish, and something has happened and it seemed the work has stalled, or just we feel as though sometimes things not getting done, it's not happening. And amen, that may be the case. There may be some obstacles and things that we have met with, and so this may be true, but I thank God, though there may be some obstacles and there may be some things that's not just right like we would like them to be, amen, thank God I'm not where I was. Amen, God has saved me and delivered me and has brought me unto a place where we are, and thank God he's going to continue to be with his children. And so he said, look unto Abraham. Now I'm not going to try to read all of the scriptures this morning. You wouldn't want to stay here that long. But in Genesis 12 and 1, there was a call to Abraham for him to leave his kindred and his country. And that's a big call. I mean, to leave kindred and country and go to a place and a land that God said that I'm going to show you. Now remember, I'm trying to get us to be encouraged by the past. And what he's telling them here today is he said, look and remember where you came from. Amen. I called Abraham, and see the nation of Israel, where did they come from? They came from Abraham. Amen. Just one man and his wife, God called them, and he said, you leave your country and your kindred and you go to a land that I'm going to show you. And amen. And Abraham, what did he do? He obeyed. Amen. He obeyed God. Did he understand everything? He didn't understand everything, but he obeyed God. That's what God desires of us, is we obey God. And he told them here in Isaiah, he looked unto Abraham. And Abraham left and he struck out, amen, headed to a country that he didn't know, but he just believed and trusted God. Now, I do want to read this to us in the book of Genesis, chapter number 13, beginning in verse number 14. Genesis chapter 13, verse number 14. It says, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it unto thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in the Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. God said, here's what I'm going to do. Abraham's life took some twists and turns. Amen. Does your life take any twists and turns? Amen. Amen. Now that I'm going to tell you about Abraham's life. Abraham's life took some twists and turns because Abraham was the cause. Amen. You know, some of those bad turns that my life has taken, and I look around and I want to, you know, okay, let me see who I can blame it on. Because, you know, that's where we live, in a world, amen, that when something goes wrong, well, it's got to be somebody else's fault. You know, both my youngins, of course, Cody's not at present, but coach basketball. And see, I told him, I said, now, you know, when you get in this coaching thing, I said, you got all mama and daddy's babies out there on the court. I said, it's going to be one of two people's fault. Either it's the coach's fault or it's the referee's fault. Amen. Because it couldn't be my sweet baby. Amen. And I'll throw this in there because I've seen it. I get tickled at it. At times, they'll call timeout. And it's not just my kids, it's any kid. They'll call time out and they'll get over there in a huddle and you know, and maybe it's the last play of the game, maybe the last play before half. And boy, they'll sit over and you see them drawing on the board and they're making off. And they go from out of the timeout and they hit the court and they blow the whistle and they take off and the next thing you know, the ball's headed the other way and the other team shoots a layup, you know, and everything. And I hear somebody say, "That's the best you can do coming out of a timeout. That's all you can draw up." And I'm thinking to myself, do you actually think that that's what the coach drew up? But what happened was, I mean, they got out there on the court and something happened and changed and they forgot everything that had just been said and they just went about it on their own and it didn't work. But you know what? That's a lot like us. I mean, we sit here and we read the Bible and we pray and we get up, but both. Something that we wasn't expecting happens. And all of a sudden, we forget everything that we've just heard, that we've just read, and we just decide, well, we just going to go at it. Amen, the devil does a layup on the other end. Laughing all the way. Abraham, God said, here's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to make this land yours. I'm going to give it to you and your seed. Abraham didn't have no children. But you know, it got on down the road and they got a little bit older. He still didn't have no children. Him and Sarah devised a way. He said, well, here's what we'll do. We'll use the handmaid and you can have a child by her and that'll be our heir. Well, they did that. And boy, it's still causing problems today. Today it's still causing problems. But see, God said, no, that's not my promise. You did that, Abraham and Sarah. That's what you worked out. I mean, that wasn't God's promise. God's promise was Isaac, and amen, he came in God's time. And amen, Isaac was born. And boy, the joy that it brought to the house, but amen, it also brought some division, some trouble, because there came a time and a place where Ishmael and Hagar had to be sent away. And boy, it broke Abraham's heart. But God said, it's got to happen. Amen, they've got to go. Amen, and they represent what we do in this flesh. And he said, they've got to go. And there was Isaac. He was the heir. And so here we go. Now remember, we're being encouraged by the past. God gave Abraham a son. He promised him he would. And Abraham got the son. But then one day God said, here's what we're going to do. He said, you take Isaac, thy son, thy only son, and you take him up on the mountain and you offer him up as a sacrifice unto me. Amen. Abraham got him some servants, gathered up the wood, got Isaac, and boy, they headed to the mountain. And of course, the story as it goes, what happened, you know, Isaac even questioned, you know, we got the wood, we got the fire, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, the Lord will provide. Got him to the mountain, he left the two young men there, and listen, here's what he told them. He said, me and the child, we're going to go a little farther, we're going to go up yonder, and what did he say they was going to do? He said, we're going to go worship. That's the first time that word's used in the Bible. Worship. A lot different than what we see, a lot of things going on today. Amen. If we want to truly worship, one of the first things that we need to do is put everything that we have on the altar. And that's what Abraham was about to do, and he did. He put Isaac on the altar, he lifted the knife, and God spoke to him. Amen. He stopped him, he provided a ram. Amen. And they came back down that mountain, just like Abraham said, we're going to go, but we'll return. Because Abraham counted, he knew that in Isaac was all the promises that God ever made him. And if we climb this mountain, amen, I don't know how God's going to do it, but God's going to keep His word. Amen. And God's still going to keep His word. Yes. You see, Isaiah told him, he said, remember Abraham. And Abraham's life wasn't all just smooth sailing. But the reason he said remember Abraham is because, boy, they could look at Abraham, and you know what the Bible says about Abraham? He died in a good old age. And it said he was full of years. Amen. God had blessed him. Amen. God had blessed him and put his hand upon him and led him through all of the different things. And it tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 17 through 19, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. This was his life. And this was Abraham. But Abraham was an example of believing God and obeying God and walking with God and what God would do. Every place that Abraham walked was not easy, but God never left him. See, he's promised us as his children that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so we can look where we've come from. They could look back at Abraham and see there were some times Abraham didn't understand. He didn't know what God had promised was going to come to be, but he kept trusting God. And when he'd stumble, he'd get back up and look what God did for Abraham. And amen, he'll do it for us. He was talking to the nation. Listen. Look at where you are as a nation and what God's done, and where did it start? It started with Abraham. It started with Abraham. But listen, it's not just look where you came from, but it's that God is still God where we are. Where we are. In verses 3 through 5, he spoke to him here in Isaiah, and he said, the Lord's going to comfort you. He said, hearken to me, give ear to me, O my nation. In verse number 5, he said, my righteousness is near. My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. I mean, God is where we are. And I pray that God help us that we might rekindle our hope, knowing that God is still God. He hadn't changed. He's still the same. Hearken unto me, my people. Give ear unto my people. God was still speaking. God still speaking. God was still moving. God still moving. God was still encouraging and helping. And guess what? In 2024, God's still encouraging and helping. Amen. Hebrews 13 and 5, we hear these words. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I mean, this was the word that God had for his children. It's what he has for us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I mean, companionship, to have closeness, it matters. It means something to know that no matter if you're a child of God, that no matter what comes or goes, that God said, I'm not going to leave you in this alone. I'm going with you. Companionship matters. The Bible says of mankind that it's not good for man to dwell alone. Now, I'm no medical professional, don't claim to be. Matter of fact, I don't know if I'm a professional anything, but anyway, that's beside the point. I've often wondered, boy, when we went through that pandemic with COVID and all the people dying, I've wondered, would there have been some folks that would have survived if they wasn't in isolation? If they'd had somebody to hold their hand. If they'd had somebody just to sit across the room and just talk to let them know that I'm here. Because see, it's not good. It's not good for us to be alone. And I've told y'all, y'all all know, I mean, I'm claustrophobic. The older I get, the worse I get. It don't get better, it gets worse. And you know, they slid me up in that thing, that MRI and that tube, you know, and it's making all them sounds and all that racket and everything, and I'm about to go slap crazy. And my wife said, that's a short trip. But anyway, but we're in there, and you know, when I come out and I talk to the doctor, and he talked to him about it, I said, Doc, I said, I'm going to just be honest with you. I said, if you ever got to put me back in that thing, I said, if you give me something, get me where I don't know my name, I said, you might slide me back in that tube. But other than that, I said, we ain't got no plans of taking one of them. Lo and behold, as I know, it come time for another one. But it isn't a little bit different, because I done an open MRI. But they still closed my head up in a coffee can. But you know what the greatest difference was? They let Pam go in there with me. They set a chair right down at the very foot of that machine. And she laid her hand over there on my leg, and she talked to me the whole time I was in there. Amen. I wouldn't volunteer for one today. But amen, it was a lot better. Amen. It made a difference. And see, God tells us what he says is, the point I'm trying to get across is what it means that God said, I'm not going to leave you. And what Isaiah was telling them, Remember Abraham. Look to Abraham. Why? Because you can look to Abraham and realize that everything that he went through, God never left him. God did everything that he said he was going to do for Abraham. Every promise that he made him, amen, he fulfilled those promises. And amen, and he's still fulfilling those promises. So remember, amen, not only look where we come from, but amen, remember that God is still God, amen, today. When we look in the faith chapter, it tells us this in Hebrews 11:32, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Japheth, of David also, and of Samuel, and of the prophets. God's saying, look at all these people of faith. Look at their lives. Look at what they went through. Amen. And in the midst of all this, in the lion's den, guess what? Daniel found that God was with him. David, through all that he went through, God was faithful to David. Samuel, God was faithful. We look to the past to look at what God's done. But see, it's not just that. If you've been a child of God for any time, you can just look in your own life and you can see what God's done for you. It's like I heard a brother say the other day, he said, the reality is I probably shouldn't even be here. But God... So you see, we can look and realize that we're not where we were. We can look and see where we come from, and we can look and see that God's still God today. But amen, we can also be encouraged by this, that God is God forever. Verse number 6, he says in chapter number 51, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look unto the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. We look and we see what's going to happen, but then we see a word in that verse, and it's but. But here's what God's going to do. The old devil would like for God's children to get so despondent that we give up. God asked Elijah, and if it happened to Elijah, why in the world couldn't it happen to me? I mean, he had to ask him in 1 Kings chapter number 19, Elijah, what you doing here? What you doing here? Boy, he got to the place where he said, and listen, this is the preacher in him talking right here. God, they won't listen to me. I'm the only one left. Boy, he was throwing himself a pity party. Amen. And I'll confess, I've thrown some of them too. And usually how God speaks to me is through my wife. When it comes time for those pity parties, you know, she kind of has to, you know, get me. Because, listen, we lose sight of certain things. But Elijah, and God just came to him. He said, Elijah, he said, what you doing here? Because, see, here's the thing that God had to remind him of, and God has to remind us. Elijah said, I'm the only one left. But what he didn't see and what he didn't know is that God said, I've got 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. You need to get up and go on, Elijah. You got something else to do. You may feel that you're by yourself, but you're not. And what God was letting him know was, he said, I'm still God. I'm still God. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Boy, we got elections coming up, and boy, I know I pray and I know what I hope happens. But I'm going to tell you what, whatever happens, here's what I do know. When the year ends, if God gives us the time, God's still going to be God. God's still going to be God. Amen. He's not going to resign His post. What we see, it may discourage us, but God's still God. But if we will, we can look to yesterday. And he said, look at Abraham. We can look at Abraham. We can look at David. We can look at Moses and many, many more. We can look at it and we can recognize that, amen, God's still God. And Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. As you stand with us this morning for a song of invitation, I want to read this to you, and then we're going to sing page 404 at the bottom in the red book. But someone wrote, "His love in the past forbids me to think He'll leave me at last in trouble to sink." Amen. God's still God. Remember where He brought us from. Remember that He's, amen, God today, and remember that He's going to still be God tomorrow. If you have a need this morning as we sing, you come.
Into the crimson flood and wash it white.